Judah rejoiced at the restoration of temple service, October 7. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. Hezekiah came to the throne determined to do all in his power to save Judah from the fate that was overtaking the northern kingdom. No sooner had he ascended the throne than he began to plan and to execute. He first turned his attention to the restoration of the temple services, so long neglected, and in this work he earnestly solicited the cooperation of a band of priests and Levites who had remained true to their sacred calling. It was a time for quick action. The priests began at once. They engaged heartily in the work of cleansing and sanctifying the temple. Because of the years of desecration and neglect, this was attended with many difficulties, but the priests and the Levites labored untiringly, and within a remarkably short time they were able to report their task complete. The temple doors had been repaired and thrown open, the sacred vessels had been assembled and put into place, and all was in readiness for the re-establishment of the sanctuary services. In the first service held, the rulers of the city united with King Hezekiah and with the priests and Levites in seeking forgiveness for the sins of the nation. Upon the altar were placed sin offerings to make an atonement for all Israel. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Once more the temple courts resounded with words of praise and adoration. The songs of David and of Asaph were sung with joy, as the worshippers realized that they were being delivered from the bondage of sin and apostasy. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly.